Addressing an audience that included Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Frank Bainimarama of Fiji said, "We have precisely 14 weeks to persuade the industrial nations to put our survival before the well-being of their carbon-polluting industries. We are all suffering in the Pacific to a greater or lesser extent," he added. "But in the case of three of our nations, Kiribati, Tuvalu, and the Marshall Islands, their very existence is threatened. And unless the industrial nations agree to binding cuts in carbon emissions to arrest the current level of global warming," he continued, "these nations are destined to sink beneath the waves and disappear from the map altogether." Of course, India is one of the principal sources of carbon emissions, though it regards itself as a developing nation, exempt from cuts on rich countries like the U.S. Prime Minister Bainimarama has been especially critical of New Zealand and Australia as part of what he calls the coalition of the selfish. At the meeting in Jaipur, Anele Sopoaga of Tuvalu said his country will consider the purchase of land in New Zealand and Australia to replace farmland being contaminated by salt as sea levels rise, and eventually for migration, though it's not clear that New Zealand and Australia would accept 11,000 Tuvalese as climate migrants. There is a standing offer from Fiji to provide sanctuary to the citizens of both Tuvalu and Kiribati. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.